for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, mid-80s. Tomorrow night, clear, around 63. For the weekend, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs, mid-80s. Right now, it's 72.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow said she's very optimistic that substantial new funding for Farm Bill conservation programs will be included in the $3.5 trillion spending agreement that Democrats announced. Stabenow had been seeking $50 billion for new conservation funding to promote climate-friendly farming practices. Relatively few details available about what's in the agreement, including the tax increases needed to pay for it. One of the biggest issues for agriculture is whether Democrats will try to include President Biden's proposal to eliminate the stepped-up basis and tax capital gains at death. Stabenow is also a member of the Senate Finance Committee, said the tax provisions will be worked out later, but she insisted that farms would be shielded from tax increases. She said, "We certainly aren't going to affect family farms or family-owned businesses." Under the Biden tax plan, the capital gain tax on farms and small businesses will be deferred as long as they remain in operation. Assuming no Republicans back the giant package, Democrats will have to stay united to pass it through the budget reconciliation process. And Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia was not on board as of yesterday afternoon. He said he was concerned about the impact on inflation and wants to maintain the viability of the fossil fuel industry, saying it will be needed to fund clean energy innovation. And Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says he's staffing up the Occupational Safety and Health Administration so the agency can better investigate and prevent unsafe working conditions. The American Relief Plan, enacted in March, provided OSHA with $100 million in special funding. He told the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee yesterday that OSHA staffing had declined sharply under the Trump administration and that the agency has been unable to follow up on many complaints. The goal is to double the number of OSHA inspectors by the end of Biden's four-year term. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the ongoing labor shortage in the state of Kansas is making it difficult for businesses to rebound after the COVID-19 pandemic. And a new look is being made at individuals with criminal records in the state to get them back into the workforce.
We can't afford not to look at every viable employee population.
That audio from Cake News. According to the latest studies, one in three Kansans released from prison have ended up committing another crime that puts them back behind bars. And they say that costs taxpayers nearly $30,000 a year for every Kansan who goes back to jail. And many businesses in Kansas say it's bad policy to not give individuals the opportunity to get back on their feet.
We just had a blanketed, we're not going to hire you policy. We miss out on the opportunity for a lot of talent. We all have made a mistake in our lives, and we don't want to be known for our worst day. If we don't give people opportunity, then they're going to be forced to revert to other ways to survive.
Good American Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia. 7/30/21.
Government data reports that roughly only 10% of the federally regulated nursing homes in the state of Kansas have met the industry's goals of vaccinating 75% of their workers against COVID-19. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the federal data shows that as of late June, 34 of the 324 federally licensed homes in Kansas have met the goal. The new data about nursing homes comes with the state officials worrying that the growing presence of the faster-spreading Delta variant. The federally regulated homes are among more than 800 long-term care facilities in the state that also include 476 of those that are state-licensed. The state did not have vaccination data for those facilities. And on the news, police say a man and a 3-year-old girl were wounded in a shooting in South Wichita. TV station Cake News reports that the shooting happened around 7 p.m. yesterday at a mobile home park. Investigators say the 38-year-old man who was shot called 911, and arriving officers found him, the wounded 3-year-old girl, and another young child at the scene described as panicked. Police say that they believe the shooting was accidental. Good American Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska launched a new website yesterday to provide weekly updates on the coronavirus just 2 weeks after it quit publicly reporting COVID-19 statistics. The state's decision to stop reporting coronavirus details was criticized by health experts who use the data to track the spread of the virus. Infectious disease specialist Dr. James Lawler with the University of Nebraska Medical Center said the decision to stop reporting data was poorly timed. Virus cases have nearly doubled in Nebraska over the past few weeks as the highly contagious Delta variant spreads. The new site includes basic statistics about the pandemic and vaccination campaign, but it doesn't include as much detail as the previous version of the dashboard. And according to data from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln's 2021 Nebraska Farm Real Estate Market Survey, the value of agricultural land in Nebraska increased by an average of about 6% for the second consecutive year. Mid-America Network News.
Northern Oklahoma's new wheat-winning variety is Baker's Ann. Developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, Baker's Ann honors OSU's First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield and test weight potential and is preferred by Millard. Now one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, it provides good protection against stripe rust, leaf rust, and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another OSU's grazing grain and golden grain varieties and has been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to OK Genetics to learn more.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Did you know the state of Kansas might actually owe you money? At kansascash.ks.gov, we have millions in unclaimed cash for thousands of Kansans. And it's possible we have some of your cash, too.
All right.
Claiming your cash is quick, easy, and free to do at kansascash.ks.gov. Just click for cash and reunite with your money today.
Yes.
This ad sponsored by the Office of Kansas State Treasurer Lynn Rogers and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A tenfold spike in active COVID cases in Marshall County this past week, from 2 to 20, including two current hospitalizations, have raised concern of health care officials. At this time, the Marshall County Health Department is doing COVID-19 testing for symptomatic, travel, and pre-surgical people. They ask that if you are sick, you do not walk in the department or any other health care facility. Please call and set up a testing time. They're sending some tests to the state lab for Delta variant testing to determine if the highly contagious variant is present locally. You are further asked to call the health department with questions or to schedule a COVID-19 test or vaccination. Vaccinations are free and open to all over the age of 12. Positive cases had dropped considerably from springtime levels and until recently were very low. Marshall County is among tops in the state with vaccinations per capita, with over half of the local population immunized. Immunization does not completely eliminate the threat of contracting COVID, but has been shown to significantly reduce chances. And in those cases where COVID-19 is contracted, severity and the threat of death are reduced. The risk in cases mirrors a statewide trend, hitting numbers not seen since March, and Nebraska has seen a doubling in the number of positive cases in recent weeks. Washington County is to receive $150,000 in a third round of Coronavirus Community Development Block Grant funds to promote business retention among small businesses impacted by the pandemic. The award was among 18 communities and 7 rural counties in Kansas, receiving $4 million in the latest round, funded through federal monies distributed through the state agencies. Two previous rounds of funding addressed economic development and meal programs. The Kansas Lottery reports that a Marysville woman, Diane Stryker, won $15,000 with a lucky quarter that she used on a $3 instant lottery scratch ticket purchased at 12th Street Liquor in Marysville recently. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for the city of Centralia. If your tap water appears dirty, flush the water lines. Boil water for 1 minute prior to drinking or food preparation, or use bottled water. Dispose of ice cubes. Don't use ice from a household automatic ice maker. Disinfect dishes and other food contact surfaces. Water used for bathing does not generally need to be boiled. The advisory in effect until further notice, a boil water advisory for the city of Centralia. The Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities this month, including shrimp and butter, on Friday, July 16th. This distribution is only for those who qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at the distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income keep with your application. Boxes handed out from South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center. This is one day only, Friday, July 16th, 9 to 11 a.m., and for income-qualified Marshall County residents only. The carnival is scheduled to begin operations Thursday evening, continuing through Sunday at the Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids. Wristband nights are featured Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 6 till 10 p.m., with advanced discount wristbands available at the Extension Office in Marysville and the Fair Office in Blue Rapids. Livestock weigh-in is slated Friday from 2 until 6, with all 4-H and open entries accepted Friday from 4 until 8. Other activities continue beginning Friday through Tuesday at the Marshall County Fair. KNDY will begin live coverage Friday afternoon from the fair in Blue Rapids. Connie M. Cabriel, age 66, of Marysville, passed away July 1st. A visitation is planned Friday 2 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Connie Cabriel. Laura V. Ohm Shortle, age 98, of Topeka, passed away June 13. Formerly of the Washington and Marysville areas, she is the sister of Marilyn Ohm and Grace Sadoff of Marysville. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, July 17th, 10:30 a.m. at First Baptist Church in Marysville. Interment at a later date at the Marysville City Cemetery, with the Southwest Chapel, Dove Cremations and Funerals of Topeka in charge of arrangements for Laura Ohm Shortle.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a front extending across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest that will bring showers and thunderstorms across the area as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. We'll see sunny skies for tomorrow, but we have more chances to see some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures not bad. We'll see temperatures ranging anywhere from the lower to mid 80s over the next several days. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s, around 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies will continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid 80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 63. For Saturday, isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, mid 80s. And Saturday night will continue the chance of storms. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-July 92, record high on this date 115. The average low 69, the record low 48. Sunset this evening 8:53, sunrise in the morning at 6:13. We are on the upper end of an inch or two of widespread precipitation totals across the region overnight. We received just shy of 2 inches here at the KNDY studios.
If you have more than you need, you might build a longer table. The origin of National Give Something Away Day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 15th, the 196th day of the year. Actor Scott Foley has a birthday, and on this day in 1972, NASA's Pioneer 10 spacecraft became the first to ever enter an asteroid belt. If you're feeling a bit cluttered this summer, maybe it's time for a purge. Today is National Give Something Away Day, and there's a great chance that we all have something we can part with for a good cause. Charitable donations are at an all-time high thanks to online giving, but there are always organizations looking for physical donations. Consider donating an old blanket to your local animal shelter or some canned goods to a local food bank. If you make just a few phone calls, you'd be surprised at how many people could use what you can. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Sunflower Power. Don't miss the annual Washington County Fair, July 20th through the 24th. Entries arrive and judging begins Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday night, the RC Derby is back at 7:30 with Jason Callahan performing live from 8 to 11. Friday and Saturday night, parades July 23rd and 24th begin at 6 downtown with carnival games on the grounds following from 7 to 11. The Dueling Pianos perform live Friday night, 8:30 to 11:30, and Saturday evening fun includes the Moto Rodeo, Watermelon Feed, Pedal Pole, and Rusty Ryerson in concert live Saturday with Molly Beaver performing from 8 to 11. Full schedule of events and more information is online at WashingtonCountyKSFair.com and their Facebook page. Sunflower Power. Don't miss the annual Washington County Fair, July 20th through 24th. Tune in to KNDY for live reports and updates from the fair.
Experience over 7 hours of live music Saturday, July 31st at Alcove Spring, just south of Marysville. The Beach Boys headline this outdoor festival, taking the main stage at 7:30, singing your favorite summer surf songs. Gates open at 3 p.m. Brighton Stall kicks things off with beachy tunes at 4:30, followed by high-energy country band Big Time Grain Company. The party continues into the night with 80s cover band Live Circuit playing after the Beach Boys. Food trucks, local brews, majestic views of the Flint Hills. It's the festival of the summer. The Beach Boys live at Alcove Spring. Tickets at MCACtickets.com.
Pick up a copy of this week's July 15th edition of the Marysville Advocate to find out how you can win two Pit Experience tickets to the Beach Boys live at Alcove Springs July 31st. Included with the tickets, your chance to meet the Beach Boys and have your photo taken with the band. Entries due by Tuesday, July 20th by 5 p.m. Details in this week's July 15th edition of the Marysville Advocate.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. In a rare afternoon game yesterday, the Wichita Wind Surge scored 9 runs on 15 hits and a 9-3 win in the matinee against Tulsa. With that win, the Wichita Wind Surge is now back in first place in the North Division. Wichita will play Game 3 against the Tulsa Drillers this evening. First pitch set for 7:05 from Wichita's Riverfront Stadium. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby says the league is doing everything it can to encourage vaccinations for all of its athletes. He says the conference won't mandate the shots, but those not getting vaccinated will be required to submit to multiple COVID-19 tests weekly. That's what every athlete had to do through the last school year during the pandemic. Bowlsby says it's very short-sighted not to get vaccinations. He says unvaccinated players risk being unable to play. Rick Everett, Thursday, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ.
In the AgriPro lineup and features very good acid soil tolerance, medium early maturity, good straw strength, and a good overall disease package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
The television rating for baseball's All-Star Game sank to a record low, but viewers increased by 1%. The game got a 4.5 rating and 11 share and was seen by 8,237,000 viewers. Those numbers, according to Fox, the previous low rating was 5.0 for the 2019 Midsummer Classic. The FBI made serious errors investigating sexual abuse allegations against former USA Gymnastics national team Dr. Larry Nassar.
The Inspector General's report says the FBI made numerous significant errors and did not treat the case with the utmost seriousness. It focuses on the time it took between the first allegations and Larry Nassar's eventual arrest. He was convicted of sexually abusing dozens of female gymnasts, including gold medalist Allie Raceman, who spoke at his sentencing. Nassar is serving what amounts to a life sentence. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
And I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday look at Kansas sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Marysville Post 163 American Legion baseball team opens zone play Sunday evening as a number 3 seed facing number 6 seed Hiawatha at Sabetha at 5:30. Fourth seed Donovan County will face number 5 seed Seneca following. The top 2 seeds Sabetha and Corning drew a bye in the first round. If Marysville wins, they face Corning Monday at 6 with the other semifinal in the winner's bracket at 8. Loser's bracket play picks up Tuesday evening at Sabetha. Marysville Juniors face Kansas Senators Post 421 Friday evening 8:30 at McDonald Field in Topeka. Play continues Saturday. Brackets are posted on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
The Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Premiere is going on now at Reflections in downtown Marysville. Shop new, never-before-seen ornaments, event-only offers and exclusives, register for prizes, and earn the best Gold Crown Points bonus of the year. Complete your collection with 50% off select past ornaments. You won't want to miss this keepsake event through the 18th at Reflections, 9 to 5 Saturday, 1 to 4 Sunday.
Keep dahlias looking their best with a bit of summer care. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Watch for holes in leaves and flowers. Slugs and earwigs are often the culprit. Both pests prefer cool, dark, damp conditions and usually feed at night. Trap slugs with shallow cans sunk into the ground and filled with beer. Or use the eco-friendly slug products that have iron phosphate as their active ingredient. This stomach poison kills slugs but won't harm people, pets, or wildlife, including the birds and toads that eat these pests. Trap earwigs with a piece of crumpled paper placed under a clay pot or with a cardboard cylinder filled with straws. Each morning, knock the trapped earwigs into a can of soapy water. Water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil are crumbly and moist. Use a watering wand, drip irrigation, or soaker hoses to avoid wet foliage and reduce the risk of disease. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
KNDY.
This ship never sailed to Pontiac, Illinois. To our knowledge, no one from Pontiac, Illinois was ever aboarded. So why does this town have an exhibit about it? Well, it all goes back to two dedicated folks sharing a story that still seems to captivate young and old. It's today's feature on the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Darlene Agner and Ron Selle help oversee a popular exhibit at the Pontiac, Illinois Museum Complex.
In the Titanic exhibit, we are showing pictures, we are showing artifacts, and we are showing furnishings of life in that time. In fact, the exhibit is called Life Aboard Titanic.
Visitors hear the music aboard the Titanic and see the elegant dresses that would have been worn by ladies aboard that ship.
but women's apparel could be very uncomfortable.
The fashions of that era required a corseted waist that was probably 19 inches. They ate delicious 12-course meals. Dinner might take 4 hours.
But Darlene says one simple item seems to stand out to her.
The most interesting thing is a piece of coal that was actually on the Titanic. This was the age of steamship travel, and people were just interested in going places.
Some were emigrating to the U.S., others traveling for business, or some for the luxury of the Titanic. For Ron, it's another item in the collection that stands out.
Probably my favorite would be the first-class dishes. They weren't actually on the ship, but they are identical to the ones that were used. They were spares.
Spares left behind for future use on the ship. The White Star Lines had a variety of dish patterns.
There were 6 restaurants on board Titanic. So down to the immigrants, which is more like stoneware. Well, second class is like a blue Delft, and they each had their own pattern.
The exhibit is a popular piece of the Pontiac, Illinois Museum Complex. Traveling the countryside in Pontiac, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Extend the cabbage harvest by turning it into sauerkraut. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Shred it up, add some salt, let it rest, and you'll have a healthy addition to family meals as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
One of my favorite summertime meals is a grilled brat with sauerkraut. The word sauerkraut means sour cabbage in German. It's processed by natural fermentation, one of the oldest methods of food preservation. Debbie Botzek-Lynn is a retired extension food safety educator at the University of Minnesota. She says it's important to use the right variety of cabbage.
When you're making sauerkraut, you want to be sure to start with firm, sweet, mature heads of cabbage, particularly mid to late season crops. What that means is there's early cabbage and later cabbage, and I like to recommend later cabbage. That variety makes a better quality sauerkraut.
The only other ingredient you need is canning or pickling salt. Don't use table salt because the iodine in it will prevent the necessary bacterial fermentation. Botzek-Lynn says it's very important that you measure the salt correctly for the fermentation process to work as it should. Save the outside leaves of the cabbage head and put them aside to use for sealing the product. Shred the rest, mix it with the salt, and put it into an earthenware crock or a food-grade plastic container.
There's a couple different ways that you can seal the sauerkraut product. The one I like to use is, again, washing the leaves and putting the leaves over the top of the packed shredded cabbage. And then I have a plate that I put over that, and I put a jug of water on top of that and cover it with a dish towel. You also can use a food-grade plastic bag, fill it with water, and put that on top, and that really does a nice job, too.
The amount of time it takes to turn cabbage into sauerkraut depends on the room temperature. Allow 3 to 4 weeks at 68 to 74 degrees. Find more instructions for making sauerkraut at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
town looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me. And I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God. And there's a sad old portrait. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me the green, green grass of home.
If you're like me, your closets and garage are filled with mementos from the past. Part of you wants to give them away, and part of you wants to keep them. But what if you could actually do both? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. So here's how you can do the seemingly impossible. Take photos of some of your treasures, like your kid's soccer trophy, your grandma's beautiful china that you never use, or the shoes you wore on your wedding day. Then create a virtual or a hard copy album of these pictures. And then you can give away or sell those mementos taking up space. And you can still remember and share those special moments. And at the same time, get rid of clutter. You know, God wants you to celebrate and remember the good things in life, but not at the expense of being weighed down by material things. So let go of those things from your past that will help you be more grateful for what you have and focus on what's meaningful in your life.
A consultant to the biopesticide, biocontrol, and biostimulant industries talks about the role those play in crop production. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gimplers.com. One of the panelists in a recent Farm Foundation forum on biologicals was Mark Trimmer of Dunham Trimmer LLC, a consultant to the biologicals industry. Trimmer's company provides market intelligence to clients big and small.
Crop protection products, biostimulants, and biofertilizers, really, you know, we see them as tools that help the grower to address threats to production and yield.
Trimmer says the biologicals arena is filled with small, aggressive companies.
Small startup companies that someone has an idea, they have a concept, they're passionate about it, and they drive that forward.
Trimmer encourages passion, but cautions companies to be truthful.
As a consultant who works with a lot of companies, I always sort of cringe when I have a client. If I go to their website and they have some outlandish claim like, use my product and your yield will increase by 50%. If a manufacturer or distributor cannot provide you with evidence that the product performed, you shouldn't be investing in it.
Tomorrow, a traditional crop inputs company expands into biologicals. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
KNDY.
Mid-America Ag Network Harvest Update. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection. Order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. Well, wheat harvest 2021 is very nearly complete in Texas and in Oklahoma. Here in Kansas, wheat harvest is in the final stages as harvest has been underway in the northwest part of the state for the last several days. Marcia Boswell with Kansas Wheat says the wheat in the northwest part of the state has been better than expected.
Eric Sperber, General Manager, CEO of Cornerstone Ag in Colby, reports that harvest is about 75% complete for the area. Overall yields are averaging in the low 60s. He noted wheat behind corn is averaging in the 40 bushel per acre range, a lot better than many had expected since the crop didn't emerge until February or March with the extremely dry weather. Sperber said area wheat is of decent quality, with protein averaging about 11.5% and ranging from below 10 to above 14%. He reported having some test weight challenges, with low test weights coming in throughout harvest. He speculated this could be due to the furnace blast weather that came in mid-June or other environmental factors.
And she tells us that a lot of the wheat in Graham County has already been harvested as well.
Evan Lesser, who farms in Graham County, reported yields are averaging in the upper 80 bushels per acre this year, which he said makes the long harvest worth the wait. Proteins are ranging from 10 to 11%. With the rains, he lost 2 pounds on test weight, but the crop is still about 60 pounds per bushel. His yields are higher than average and about 30 bushels per acre higher than last year. He said SY Wolverine has been a very good variety this year, except that it was pretty hard to thresh. Lesser said everybody is about done, reporting that the area is about 90 to 95% complete.
Marcia Boswell with Kansas Wheat. Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck.
Now 70 now. $15 here, 70 now.
Hempstead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hire a professional
professional you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, a draft report from the UN Convention on Biological Diversity is proposing protecting 30% of the world's land and ocean by 2030. That goal aligns with the Biden administration's plan to do the same thing in the U.S. Released yesterday, the draft will be further debated in online negotiations this summer before being considered at the CBD's next meeting in China in October. One of the action targets for 2030 is to ensure all areas under agriculture, aquaculture, and forestry are managed sustainably, in particular through conservation and sustainable use of biodiversity, increasing productivity and resilience to the production systems. But the National Geographic Society and West Campaign for Nature praised the goals but noted that the draft only commits an increase of $10 billion a year in funding from wealthy nations to developing nations, an amount far short of what conservationists and economists say is needed to close the $700 billion per year biodiversity finance gap by 2030. Food Drug Administration to use the same reasoning it employs in a rule defining yogurt to go after plant-based fake milk and other non-dairy substitutes, the National Milk Producers said in a news release yesterday. They applaud the FDA rule, which went into effect Monday, for clearly defining yogurt as containing basic dairy ingredients and extending the logic and consistency of the new yogurt standard for labeling products using terms like milk, cheese, and butter, and then enforcing them is long overdue, the group said. The milk producers filed a petition in 2019 asking FDA to take prompt enforcement action against misbranded non-dairy foods that substitute for and resemble reference standardized for dairy foods, yet are nutritionally inferior to those products, they say. FDA expects to issue draft guidance on the issue by next June. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
When your plants are suddenly looking sickly, you might suspect a herbicide. Know your plants, herbicides, and how they interact on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Herbicides work well when they're used correctly, but sometimes because of wind, rain, and other factors out of your control, they can cause injury to other plants. The trick is knowing if the plants were affected by the herbicide or something else. Gail Rule is a senior plant disease diagnostician at Purdue University. She says when diagnosing herbicide injury, the first step is to identify the plant species you're concerned about and then to look for similar symptoms on plants nearby. The second is to know the particulars about the herbicide used or suspected, when it was applied, the mode of action, and how it affects a plant.
The ones that are drifting or volatilizing, you'll usually see that damage within a couple of days. But there's some that are known as total vegetation killers or soil sterilants. And those are taken down into the soil and might spread as the water moves them along, and they're taken up throughout the roots and up into the plant. So you might not see the symptoms there for weeks, months down the road.
The signs of plant damage depend on the herbicide.
If it is a growth regulator like 2,4-D or dicamba or Banvil, that would be a twisting and a cupping or a strapping of the leaf.
Before you blame the herbicide, rule out other causes. Rule says insects, mites, disease, misapplications of fertilizer, and adverse weather conditions can mimic the symptoms of herbicide damage. If you're not sure what you're dealing with, contact your local extension office for help. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about diagnosing herbicide damage at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're seeing some nice plus signs for Kansas City wheat. Corn and soybeans, not so much. September KC wheat up 10 and a quarter at 638. December Kansas City wheat up 10 and a quarter at 649. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat coming along for the ride higher too. September corn down 1 3/4 at 566 and a half. December down 1 1/4 at 557 and a half. August soybeans down 7 1/4 at 1455 and 3/4. September down 1 1/4 at, make that 1 1/2 now at 1392 and 3/4. So the news, not as good for corn and beans as it is for Kansas City wheat. August soybean meal down 490 at 363.80. All the back months are down. August bean oil 65 points higher at 66.87. September is up 76 points at 65.53. So it's an interesting mixed day in the soybean complex. And cotton and canola are mixed. November canola is up 970 at 904. January is up $8 at 892.10. October cotton is down 34 points at 90.23, while December is down 32 at 89.50. So mixed numbers all through grains, and some canola and cotton numbers are mixed as well. The cattle complex is mixed. August live cattle down 17 at 121.07. October down 25 at 126.52. Feeder cattle are higher. August feeders are up 42 at 157.37. September feeders up 22 at 159.45. So mixed numbers in the cattle complex. And hogs are mixed. August hogs down 60 at 104.50, while October hogs up 45 at 89.67. So we are seeing mixed numbers all through our agricultural futures markets here. The livestock complex is mixed. Corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat are all mixed as well. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm, and Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Twin Valley Developmental Services is seeking caring individuals to help others be and do all they dream by advancing their daily living and social skills and personal care.
I have
like two good ones right now working where I live. They have to like kind of guide me. It's not like telling you what to do, but they're guiding us.
Fuller part-time in Greenleaf and Beatty. Benefits include shift differential pay, sign-on bonus, paid time off, health insurance, and a retirement package. Apply online at TwinValleyFriends.com/job-openings.
KNDY.
She thinks I still care. Just because I ask a friend about her. Just because I spoke her name somewhere. Just because
country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.